Hello and welcome to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting for Cabazon Water District on December 12th, 2023, starting at 5:01 p.m. And Pledge of Allegiance. And ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take your seats.
Roll call. Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
All right. So, under that financials tab, on the first page, we have the balance sheet. This is as of November 30th, 2023. So, for the first section, the assets. On line 5, we see the total cash and investments, which is the Chase Bank, cash, LAIF, and California class accounts all combined. That was at $1,409,802 at the month end. And then on the bottom section, we have the liabilities. On line 30, total liabilities was at $581,223 at the month end. And then also a note for the total cash. For the ARPA grant, which was the tank recoding project, so far we have $437,000 of expenses that we've paid, and then we're waiting to be reimbursed for that. So we sent out a reimbursement request for $350,000 of that. We're just waiting to hear back, and then for the $85,000 we'll send at the end of this month. So we'll be looking in pretty good shape then.
So line, if that was. That balance was in there. The balance would be $1,847,371.
Which line item?
That would be line 5. With those funds that are due back to us.
So it's 1,4 plus
437. Yes.
Yep. Any questions on this page? No. Moving on then to profit and loss. This is how our actual revenues and expenses compare to the budget. And this is, again, as of November 30th, 2023. And this is 42% of the year. So starting with the revenues, on line 7, basic facility fees, that is at 144% of the year. We only budgeted for 1 5/8 inch meter, but we... As of the end of the month, end of last month, we've had 1 3/4 inch meter. And then we have a couple more people that have been interested in starting new services, but they haven't made the full commitment of starting it yet. I don't think, right?
I think we had 7.
Of the fire flows.
And then we just got 2 more this week, 2 more fire flow reports. So the fire flows are only good for 6 months, and then after that they expire. So if you didn't do anything and they got to come back, which they will, you know. So we have one service that's going to be installed. I think that's on Risa. So that one's getting ready to be installed. So they'll pay the full amount. Not the full amount right up front. Usually we'll take half and then a half. They have 1 year to pay the whole full thing.
Full amount.
A new service installed.
Yeah,
yes.
Is it a new property or?
Yeah, it's a vacant lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then for line 8, we have standby fees, tax revenue. This is only at 7% of the year because we received most of that revenue in January and May. And the same thing with line 11, which is property taxes. We also receive the bulk of that in January and May. So we should see more activity in those lines in a couple of months. On line 13, this is a new line that they added this month. It's insurance reimbursement. Before, the insurance reimbursements from the stolen truck and the damaged truck, stolen truck, and stolen tools, we had it under miscellaneous non-operating income, but the accountants added a new line for this. And then on line 15, we have interest income. That's for interest on the savings accounts and also interest on customer bills that are late. So the interest fees. And that's a lot higher just because we weren't expecting as many interest fees as we had. So on line 17, we have the total revenues, which is at 41%, so pretty close to what we anticipated. Any questions on that revenue section? All right, then moving on to expenses. On line 25, we have total payroll, which is pretty close to what we expected. 28, we have lab fees, which is the sampling fees. Right now, it's only at 19%, but we do have Title 22 samples that are coming pretty soon, and that one's a pretty big.
That one's going to be $3,200.
Pretty big bill, so I don't know if that's happening this month or next month, but.
Oh, we just took them, so the billing should be coming.
Okay, so that'll show up pretty soon.
Yeah.
On line 31, we have line R&M materials, which is only at 6%. We did a lot of inventory purchases last fiscal year, but we'll probably wait closer to the end of the year to refill our inventory. On line 33, we have security, which is at 56%. For a couple of months, we were paying two bills for the back parking lot because we were paying for Securitas, which was our old security contractor, and then we were paying for Bay Alarm because we wanted to have that new speaker back there, since we had so many break-ins back there. But now we haven't had anything since we've had installed that new speaker, so hopefully everything
no,
is...
No incidents.
No incidents,
and,
yeah.
Our contract with Securitas expired November 13th or something like that. So we're done with them, except for the warehouse containers. That's all, and that's $50 a month until 2027.
Mm-hmm. For line 34, engineering services, that one's only at 22%. Most of our engineering is for grants, so we get reimbursed for that, and that shows up on the capital page. Down on line 48, we have total office expenses, which is for this whole section from 38 to 47. That's at 39%. So pretty close to the target. And then moving on to the next page, on line 56, we have total support services, which is the whole section from that little section above 50 to 55. That's at 52%, so just a little bit over budget. A lot of those bills we pay for the whole year through, so that's why it's a little higher than expected. Down on line 62, employee uniforms. There hasn't been any activity in there, but there should be a couple purchases this month for the field work boots, because they get to buy work boots every year, and they haven't done that yet. So it's $250 for each employee. We have three employees, so we might see a little activity this month. Down on line 68, total service tools and equipment. That is at 30%, so a little under budget. And then down on line 73, this is also a new line. It's the damaged truck and stolen tools. So we didn't have that in the budget, so there's no percentage for it, but there was $11,000 that went towards those expenses.
Those were the toolbox repairs for that big utility bed?
Yeah, the insurance is going to pay for that, right?
Yeah,
they already paid for that.
So last month we had those costs in service trucks, repair and maintenance, so it made it look really bad. Like, I think we were over budget already, which is on line 66.
Yeah.
So now it's back down to 22% since we moved it.
And the new line item is on line 13.
Yeah.
For the insurance.
There's the money we got back.
Part of the reason why the reimbursement was a lot higher is because we did make some purchases for the tools last fiscal year, so it doesn't show up on here. But I think that was only $3,000, so we got more reimbursement than we actually paid, which was nice. So down on line 75, that's the total non-operating expenses, which is at 193% of the year because we didn't really budget for those items. But it's still... $15,000 over, it's $15,000 over, so it seems like a huge percentage, but it's not really a huge amount of money compared to the overall budget.
Yeah, and what it is that's being reimbursed, and it's almost like the damaged truck and stolen goods and the grant application costs kind of get covered by
insurance
reimbursement.
Mm-hmm. So on line 76, we have the total expenses, which is at 39%. So we're under budget for the expenses, and then just barely under budget for the revenues. And on line 81, we have the total net income slash loss. Right now, we're at a total income of $365,235. Any questions on budget to actual pages?
No.
Moving on to capital detail, which will be pretty quick. Not a whole lot of activity in these yet. On line 7, we have the Bonita Vault. That one, some of the stuff has been ordered, but we just haven't received any bills for it yet, so we should be seeing some activity in there pretty soon. And then for lines 8 and 9, the new truck and the utility billing, it was just money we were going to set aside. We weren't planning on making any purchases this year for that. But we have buckets in the savings account, the California class account, where we could put the money in there just so that it's set aside for these things.
What is the utility billing?
It's the new billing system that we'll eventually need to get. The one that we have right now, it's outdated. They say anytime there's a new Microsoft update, it might not be compatible with the billing system that we have, but when we've talked to like Cindy and stuff, she says that they kind of just say that to scare you, just so that you buy a new one. But we're just going to set money aside so that we have it ready in case we do end up needing to get a new billing system sooner than expected. That won't be for a few years, though, that we're planning on getting that. And then also for the grant-funded projects, which are down below, I had the accountants add a little completed note next to line 14, isolation valves, and line 20, the Broadway and Main Street gate valve, since those projects are fully done. And then the tank 2, 3, and 4 recoding on line 21, that is almost complete. I think we had one more bill this month that we paid, but besides that, it should be pretty much done. And line 24, well, 4 repairs, that one's pretty much done. There might be a couple more expenses for electrical stuff on there, but for the most part, it's pretty much complete as well. And any questions on that page?
Moving on to public comment. Anything? Okay. So let's call
first time for everything.
Adjourned. That's 5:14.
All right.
So just to give you